Yesterday on Monday was the groundbreaking ceremony for the Umicore rechargeable battery materials plant in Loyalist Township. The construction of this first phase will be over $2 billion, but this plant will create 600 full-time jobs when phase one is done sometime in just a few years in 2026. The entire project, as I mentioned, $2.8 billion with the government, the feds paying $551 million. And the provincial government putting in $424 million worth of investment. To talk more about this and how good news it will be for this area and, of course, Loyalist Township is the Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade, Vic Fedeli. Good morning, Vic.
Great to talk to you again. How are you today?
I am doing well. And, you know, when we talk about Volkswagen coming to Ontario, when we talk about Umicore coming, this is really great news for the province, our workforce, and bringing technology and the future of, I guess, business to Ontario.
Well, it's even more than that. When you start to add it all up, as of this morning, Ontario has landed $27 billion worth of auto EV business in the last 3 years. And that's going from zero to now $27 billion.
That's a huge number. And I guess it's one of those things that you either kind of pee or you get off the pot, right? I mean, if you look at the automotive industry, every major automotive company is focusing much of their attention on EVs. And so you gotta be part of it.
Absolutely. So I think we look back, Premier Ford, myself, our cabinet, we look back at what was happening. We saw the automotive sector in decline in Ontario, and we knew the only way to get out of it was to get into the EV business. And we started with the five car makers to make sure that they were all lined up to either make hybrids, which Toyota and Honda make, or electric vehicles, which the Detroit Three are now pledging to make. In fact, GM's first electric vehicle rolled off the assembly line in Ingersoll in December. Then we moved to the next layer down and said, we're going to need batteries for these things. We have a $5 billion battery plant. One part of it's going to open early next year in Windsor, but it's massive. And then we landed the jewel, which is a $7 billion Volkswagen plant that is 1,500-acre site. Their building that they're building right this moment is going to be the fourth largest building in the world. It's that huge.
Holy
1.6. It's 1.6 kilometers long by 1 kilometer wide. And more importantly, it'll employ thousands of people. And now the supply chain for that will employ 30,000 people because they just assemble the battery there. They don't make the cathode, the anode, the separator, the copper foil, the electrolyte, or the liquid lithium hydroxide. Those are all. Each of those six names that I just mentioned, each on their own, will be a $1 or a $2 or a $3 billion plant, each one of those.
How much of those natural materials actually exist here in the province that we can, you know, almost like from farm to table, right, where
yep.
you could get those natural materials and end up with a battery at the end all in Ontario?
Well, 100%. That's the number. It's 100%. So Umicore calls it local for local. So of those six names that I mentioned, Umicore is the first. They make the cathode. And that's the biggest part of the battery chain is the cathode. And so eventually, because we don't mine lithium in Ontario today in great enough quantity, there are four lithium mines that are pushing hard to open in northwestern Ontario, north of Thunder Bay, by 26 and 27. And at the same time that they're ready to open a plant that makes lithium hydroxide. It takes that lithium and liquefies it, basically. That will be open. Either one or two or three plants are going to open up in the Thunder Bay region. So that's the cathode and the lithium hydroxide. Both will be made here in Ontario with Ontario materials. The anode is another kind of a chemical. It's made from graphite. We have graphite mines throughout Ontario. I just got back Sunday from Korea and other Asian countries where we met with anode companies who want to be here. We've met with them here in Ontario before. They're coming again in a week or so. We're narrowing down our anode supplier. This is a great time to be in this business. I got to be honest with you.
So let me ask you about a couple issues. Number one, obviously, is the government putting money into these factories. If a company doesn't want to come here, it wants to come here, why are we helping them come here? Volkswagen's a massive international automaker. Why do we have to give them money?
Well, the interesting point is competing worldwide. In Ontario, we like to stand on our own and go sort of without the money. But come down to the last choice, there are other jurisdictions worldwide who are flashing big money. We don't pay the same big money as others are paying, but we've got to put some skin in the game in order to attract these companies. So in the case of Volkswagen, the media analysis has not quite been very correct. This is tax incentives that they don't have to pay till later. So it's like, to take it this way, the company comes. If the company doesn't come, you're not out any money.
Mm-hmm.
The company comes, they build a $7 billion plant, they put 3,000 people to work and 30,000 people to work supplying. So you say to them, you don't have to pay your taxes here for 10 years. That's what's really happening. It's not, there is a small incentive check at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but basically that's what these big numbers you hear, those 10 million or billion, you hear all these numbers. They don't pay their taxes for 10 years. But after that, they start paying taxes for the next decades of hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So that's all it is. So if you don't get them, you don't get the money. If you get them, you don't get the money for 10 years. But you get all the jobs and all the investment.
Yeah, and all those people with decent jobs are contributing to the economy. And,
exactly.
And eventually, I guess, a 1.5-kilometer long plant on 15,000 acres?
1,500 acres.
1,500 acres. That's a lot of municipal tax dollars, I assume, as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, everybody wants that kind of thing. The city of Belleville just opened a big Amazon distribution
yeah.
warehouse. That's big tax dollars to us. That's the, you know,
yep.
we want that kind of thing. But we also want to make sure, here's the other question, Vic. You know, there's two issues when we are talking about these batteries. Number one is the environment. And how do we ensure that these factories and these companies and these mines here in Ontario are going to be environmentally sound? And the other question is, we know that around the world, mining some of this stuff has become a very negative thing in the way, you know, we've all heard of blood diamonds. We're hearing of some of these places in Africa that are, you know, basically slave labor. So how important is it to have ethical products go into these batteries?
It's the epitome of what has to happen. This is what we all strive for. So the world wants more Canada. The world wants more Ontario. We have mining regulations that lay out a set of boundaries for the mining companies, and that's what they follow. You look in Sudbury. We've been mining in Sudbury for 100 years. Let's say we produce, I'll just use the number, 100,000 of units. Just that's what we make in Sudbury, 100,000. Just see where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Indonesia, who just started mining nickel 2 years ago, is now producing 1 million compared to our 100,000 in Sudbury. Is there any stretch of an imagination that would suggest to you that Indonesia is ethically mining when they just started, and they're mining 10 times what we mine in Sudbury.
No.
Not a hope in hell. So that's why the world wants more Ontario, because we mine ethically. You could fly over a mine today that's been shut down, and you would never know where it was. Now, open pit mining is different scenario. There's no getting around that. But that's why we want these lithium mines opened in northern Ontario. That's why we want to build more nickel mines north and around Timmins, by the way, in the middle of a gold field. They found boatloads of nickel. And then, of course, our famed Ring of Fire.
So
we want to get up into the Ring of Fire and bring those precious metals.
So how do you work with the environment minister? How do you try to make, because, you know, that's going to be the question, right? Like the dichotomy with an electric vehicle is, it doesn't use fossil fuels, but what does it use to A, produce the vehicle and B, produce the batteries?
Yeah.
And so how are you going to work with the environment, the ministry environment and everything to make sure that we're not wrecking our beautiful province?
So we do a bit of what's called a four corners. So when we have a prospect from Japan, prospect from Korea, prospect from Asia, that's a place I think I want to locate in your jurisdiction. So we put on the full court press, 65,000 STEM grads, science, technology, engineering and math grads. We've got, you know, mega sites of land. We go through all the ecosystem that we built. And they say, yeah, we think we like it here. Then we bring in Smitty, MPP Todd Smith, energy minister. Mm-hmm. We bring in George Peary, the minister of mines. We bring in Andrea Canton, the minister of energy, myself as ex-dev that stewards all of this. And we say, all right, do we have the energy to do it in? Show me the cities we can do it in. George, do we have the minerals that they're going to need? Let's talk about the supply chain. Andrea, what are the issues that we're going to face? And so we do that four corners. We do this constantly. Other times for Volkswagen, we brought in 14 ministries because we needed, you know, schools. We needed police station, fire station closer to the area. We needed roads put in. We needed training, so college and university. So we work really hand in glove. Pringer's put a pretty damn good team together, and he sits at the head of the table and coordinates all these things. That's kind of nice.
Okay, one more question, because I know you're on house duty. You got to get back into there today.
Look, the longer I'm talking to you, the more I'm out of house duty. This is kind of nice.
This plant in Loyalist Township, 600 jobs. Yeah. Is this just the beginning for Ontario and this kind of technology?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the first in North America. This is, we really are breaking ground on, we're breaking new ground in more than ways, more than just the land. So first of all, you know, the building, it's a $2.8 billion production. It'll be in multiple stages. The first stage alone took about all of next year and the year after to build the building. I've seen it. I've seen the land. It's already leveled. They're going to need 1,000 people in the construction phase. They're going to need 600 people to run the plant. But what is really neat is they're going to employ a collective of 700 co-op students. Each will come in for 4 months. And so from the start of the project till the end of the decade, they'll have a total of 700 co-op students will have run through the facility, get a real feel for what if this is what they want to do, get into the EV business. So that's an exciting change that Umicore brought to us. We're pretty damn excited about this project.
Well, not only is it technology, not only is it a profitable business, but maybe a career path for thousands of people in Ontario. So you know, it's good news. Finally, a good news story this week.
Yeah, it is a good news. I just want to end with one thing. Smitty is knocking it out of the park here. I got to tell you, we got elected the same day, and I've watched Todd run through his career, and he is in his element as energy minister. Man, I could sit and listen to him all day.
Listen, Vic, I don't know what Todd you owe Todd, and I guess I guess that fulfills the bill, but you know, we know the truth about Smitty.
Yeah, I listened to him yesterday. It was just really impressive, and it just struck me that we've known each other now over 12 years, and just love what he's doing. Guys are lucky down there.
Well, listen, we know that Smitty obviously is a great guy, and he really loves the Files, so it's fascinating to hear him talk about energy, and it's also scary as hell that he's in charge of nuclear power. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's funny. I'll tell you said that.
Vic Fedeli is the Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation, and Trade. Thank you so much, as always, for your time. And we can't wait for you to visit us back here in studio.
Look forward to it.
All right. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.